Blog Talk Radio.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and His wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Thou, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on the feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Yes, this is the power hour of prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Glory be to God. Thank God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help, also thy spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself in him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evil deals shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Glory be to God. The wicked have drawn out their sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and say such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Forever means forever. You got an inheritance waiting for you, my sisters and my brothers. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. I want you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I thank you for your prayer requests. I thank you for your praise reports. And I thank you for requesting your beautiful prayer route. Truly, it's a blessing, each and every one of you. We are praying without ceasing. And we thank God for Jesus. Yes, God is a good God. And he can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. And you are to praise him and glorify him and magnify him. Yes, we are praying for you, you and you, 24 hours around the clock. We pray in advance. We pray in advance. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. That's why we are praying in advance. for healing, for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying that God put a hedge of protection all around you in advance. Thank you, God. God knows about tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. God is everywhere. He's with you right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. 443-854-0977. If you're planning on purchasing that first home, let it be a blessing to you. She will pray with you and for you through that transaction. As you're seeking that home, she will pray with you and for you. If you're in the process of selling the home that you're now in, give Shanita Kelly a call of Samson Realtors at 443-854-0977. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, is waiting for your call in the beautiful, blessed city of Baltimore. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Beautiful, beautiful, blessed men and women of God. We're proud to wear those natural hairstyles. God created you in his image. Thank you, God. And if we read the book, we'll see what type of hair he had. Amen? Thank God. Thanks be to God. Read your Bible. His hair was like our natural hair, men and women of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He has a barber on site, but you got to give him a call to make a reservation. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, located in the blessed city of Baltimore at 2013. Glory be to God. North Charles Street. But you got to give him a call. Make a reservation. He also has pastry and bread for you free on Tuesdays. But you got to give him a call at 443-449-3631 and pick up your bread and pastries. Charles Street. Thank you, Dr. David Gaines, for being a blessing to the body of Christ. I also want to support Manny's Barbecue and Seafood, located 7028 Liberty Road, across from the Woodmore Shopping Center. One of our new sponsors, Manny's Barbecue and Seafood, 7028 Liberty Road, across from the Woodmore Shopping Center in Randallstown, Maryland. Visit Manny's. 7028 Liberty Road. Give her a call at 443-977-5971. That's Manning's Barbecue and Seafood. The best shrimp, codfish, cakes in town. My God, don't make your mouth water. Yes, they're open Thursdays through Saturdays, 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Go pick up your lunch. Go pick up your dinner. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let them know you heard here the power hour of prayer. Manny's Barbecue and Seafood, 7028 Liberty Road, across from the Woodmore Shopping Center in Bramblestown, Maryland. Again, they're open from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday through Saturday. Go visit them today at 7028 Liberty Road, across from the Woodmore Shopping Center. Manny's Barbecue and Seafood, ribs, chicken, fish, crab cakes. Give them a call at 443-977-5971. Let them know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. In God good, blessing us with businesses and careers that will make the difference in their lives and your life too. Thank God for the Family Tree sponsoring this event on Saturday, September the 17th, 12:30 to 4 p.m., 725 Falls Road, Baltimore, Maryland. We want to see you there. Bring the family. Enjoy music, food, and resources. Free haircuts, backpacks, and school supplies. Free food. Free clothes giveaway. Free household items. COVID supplies and tests. Raffles. Craft activities. Resource vendors and more. 725 Falls Way, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. And it's my favorite word, free, free, free. Bring the family, enjoy music, food, and resources. Saturday, September the 17th, 12:30 to 4 p.m., 725 Falls Way. All righty, 21202 in the blessed city of Baltimore. My God, God is blessing you right now. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for all of you that send your prayer requests, your praise reports. And we thank God because he is a mighty God. He is a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. We started talking about life's greatest success secret. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Again, I want to share this information with you. Get your pencils and your paper. Write it down. Thank you, God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. People sometimes regard prayer as a dull subject, yet just the opposite is true. It's the people who do not pray, who lead dull, colorless, tell me their problems, I ask them. And what prayers are you using for your situation? What prayers are you using for your situation? Prayer, they would often respond blankly. You may be thinking, well, what can one expect? Naturally, they're going to require or equate anything in life to prayer. Sad about ministers. Not necessary. I don't like to admit it. But some of the most problem-prone people I've met, though they were in the ministry, were ministers who had not slowed down long enough to learn about and use the power of prayer effectively. Wow, somebody is saying, ministers and they're not praying? Archbishops and they're not praying? Bishops and they're not praying? Chief apostles and they're not praying? Apostles and they're not praying? Pastors and they're not praying? One said, I don't have time to pray. I'm too busy with my parishioners. Watch out. I don't want to be in a pray less. I don't want to be under a pray less pastor. You don't have time not to pray, I'm saying. Prayer is not just something to be used by desperate old people and innocent little children. Prayer is the only assured method I've found to get your problem solved and to help your dreams come true. To bypass daily prayer is to bypass life's greatest blessings, needlessly. You need to pray without ceasing, my sisters and brothers. You don't need a PhD to prayer. To pray, you're talking to God. Glory, hallelujah. As the song say, have a little talk of Jesus, and he will make it right. You can't make it right. Stop taking the credit. God will make it right. Furthermore, I stumbled upon different prayers throughout the years, and God has blessed us over and over again to do seminaries in churches on prayer. But while still working in a regular business world, long before I became a minister, then I was working in the Department of Human Resources, I discovered that prayer is the hotline to successful living. No matter what your situation in life is, no matter where you are in life, prayer is the hotline. Learn how to pray. Take time to pray. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Thank you, Jesus. While serving in ministry several decades ago, a lot of individuals proved to me that the result-getting power of prayer, even when one finds himself in a ridiculous situation, and a lot of you have found yourselves in ridiculous situations. Ridiculous, and I mean some ridiculous situations. I have just had to launch a power praying effort to individuals in the workplace. Amen. Some didn't even take lunch. They decide, I'm going to fast and pray about this job, about this situation, about their husband, their wife, their spouse, their children. Thank you, Jesus. Some people learn it a little bit later in life, but that's all right. God will still bless you. Hallelujah. Only what you know. You're held accountable for what you know. Thank you, Jesus. When you know better, you do better. And you're held accountable for what you know. Thank you, God. That's why we have to pray for our individuals that are out in the world. They have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We have to share the plan of salvation with them. Don't even know it is a plan of salvation. Uh-huh. You got to share that with them. You have to pray with them. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Realize it's never too late. Realize you have an appointment with God this morning. Uh-huh. You have an appointment with the Holy Spirit this morning. An appointment to pray. Rise up early in the morning and pray. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We know that Satan is always on his job 24/7. But are you on your job? I've heard individuals say, oh, that's too early. But it's not too early for Satan. My God, my God, my God. It's never too late for Satan. My God. Men and women of God, we've got to be on our job 24/7. Amen. Thank you, God. I suggest that you take out time to pray. Glory, hallelujah. Instead of being on the phone gossiping, say, let's pray about that situation, my sisters and my brothers. Thanks be to God. Co-workers, take time to pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's no shortcuts to prayers. Mm-hmm. There's no shortcut. Learn how to lean on Jesus. My God, my God. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Don't wait until you're desperate. Praise God and glorify God right now. In times like these, yes, we need a Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to cry out to God. If I ever needed you before, I need you now, God. Dear God, if I ever needed you before, I need you now. And being to dwell on the goodness of God, present help, even in the back alley, uh-huh, when you're backed up against the wall, when you don't know what to do, call on Jesus. He's always there. He will hear and answer your prayer. Yes, he will. He's never too busy. He's never too busy. Thank you, God. He's waiting for you to call right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Find yourself crying out to God, taking out time to pray. Thank you, God. Then begin to glorify him and magnify him and thank him. Thank him. Wherever you are in life, whatever you're doing in life, you give God the praise, the honor, and the glory in every situation. Because the word of God is saying, this too shall pass. Trouble don't last always. Uh-huh. Even in our times of trouble, he's right there with you in the prison, behind the prison bars. He's with you every step of the way. When you receive that pink slip on your job, God is still with you. He's got a better location for you. He's got a better career for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's right there with you. As you begin to pray and see God like Paul and Silas did in prison, you will experience a sense of relief and know that God has heard and answered your prayer. He might have said yes. He might have said no. He might have said maybe. Might have said wait. Wait. You're not ready for that yet. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You're not ready for that yet. Uh-huh. Someone is thinking about opening up their own church. You're not ready for that yet. Wait on the Lord. Be good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Somebody want to buy a brand new car. But the Holy Spirit said that used vehicle will do you just fine right now. You wouldn't be burdened with a bill. Dear Jesus, wouldn't be burdened with high car insurance. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Yes, he's a good God. And he could do anything but fail. Before you jump into that marriage, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will keep you. Yes, he will. If you want to be kept, he will keep you. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Thank you, God. And you don't have to shack up. You don't have to shack up. My God, God will reveal to you who she or he is all about. You ain't got to shack up to find out about somebody. God will let you know what he or she is all about. Somebody's saying, let's live together for a while. The Holy Spirit said, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will show you. He will reveal to you what he or she is all about. Are they praying to God? Are they seeking the Lord? Are they in church? My God, are they forsaken the assembly of the saints? My God, wherever you are, in your home, assembly of the saints, in your home. Thank you, God, for the churches, the buildings, the temples. Thank you, God, for the mosques. Thank you, God, for them. But you can assemble yourself together right in your home and pray and seek the Lord and glorify God. And he will show you exactly what to do, where to go, when to go, how to go, what to take, what not to take. There's blessings in the house. There's blessings in the house, my sisters and my brothers. Everything is right there. Everything you need is right there. God will open your eyes just in time, to get you out of that situation. Because you didn't seek the Lord. You didn't cry out to God and say, God, should I enter this situation? Should I enter this marriage? Should I take on this job? Should I receive this promotion? Did you talk to God about that? Then you wonder, how did I get into this? Oh, my God, these people are terrible. You didn't answer. When God called you and spoke to you about it, you didn't answer. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's hearing you this morning. Glory, hallelujah. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will work it out for you. He will answer your prayer. Yes, he will. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My God, God will give you a sign. Yes, he will. He'll show it to you. He'll reveal it to you. He may even let someone come to you and speak it to you. And you'll say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. God is using that individual to speak to you about that situation, about that person. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. God is going to send someone your way to let you know. Don't get involved with him or her. Yes, he will. He'll send somebody your way to let you know. Yes, he will. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God is blessing someone today. Hallelujah. God will send you an angel in disguise. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Thank you, Jesus. God is dispatching his angels all over this earth. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's sending his angels to help you in times of need. He's dispatching his angels to speak to you, to be there, to support you in times of need. Thank you, God, for your heavenly host of angels.
Raphael. Thank God for Raphael. Thank God for Archangel Michael putting protection around you. Thank you, Father God, for your angels. They're right there with you. God has assigned you a guardian angel. And we thank God for his angels on this day. God is blessing you every step of the way. Watch God. Watch God. Watch God. Keep your eyes on the prize, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You're not lucky. You're blessed. You're blessed by the best. Stop saying something told me. The Holy Spirit whispered to you if you're a man or woman of God. The Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you. Thank you. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. Let God lead and guide you and direct your path. Yes, he will. He's hearing your prayer. He's answering your prayer. He knows all about your situation. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows what's going to happen in the next hour. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise and glorify God right now. Magnify him. He's with you in your trials and your tribulations. He's with you in every situation. He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows your phone number. He invented the first text, the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible. The first text. My God, my God, my God. Read his text every day. You're reading everybody else's text. Read the text in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Read his text. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Read that text, my sisters and my brothers. At that time, God is with you. God is hearing you. God is a God that could do anything but fail. Didn't he raise Lazarus from the dead? He's doing the same thing today. Didn't he give sight to the blind man? Didn't he heal the woman with the issue of blood? Didn't he feed the 5,000? And he's still feeding over 5,000 this day. Thank him for your bread, your water, fresh water. Thank you, Jesus, for purifying the water. Thank you, Father God, for bringing individuals through the fires and the floods and the bees of the night. Thank you, God. We glorify you and magnify you on this day, right now, on this day. Thank you, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Stop worrying. Stop worrying about it and pray about it. My God, my God, my God. Stop worrying about that child. Turn him over to God. Put him in God's hands. My God, my God, my God. God is going to bless you from nothing to everything. God is blessing you right now. My God, he's going to bless you with everything you stand in need of. And he's going to bless you with some things that you want. Isn't God good? Isn't he a blessing God? He's going to take nothing and make something out of it. They thought you wasn't going to make it. Uh-huh. They thought that you were going out of your mind. They said, oh, she's going to the hospital. She's not going to come back out. He's going to the hospital. He's not going to survive. Uh-huh. The doctors told you you wouldn't survive. But aren't you surviving? You were in a coma. But aren't you surviving? Aren't you alive? Aren't you living well? Stop believing what they say. And believe the word of God. And trust God. Umbala shamba ekala shata. Trust God. Walk by faith and not by sight. Believe the word of God. Trust him. Receive your anointing on this day. A fresh anointing. I decree and declare a fresh anointing upon the body of Christ. I decree and declare abundance of peace upon you right now, wherever you go. I decree and declare that God has worked that situation out for you right now. I decree and declare you're delivered from drugs and alcoholism. I decree and declare your home is a home of a place of worship. That room that you live in is a place of worship. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The city of Baltimore will be and is now a place of worship, to worship and glorify God. Praise him and glorify him. Seek the Lord while you have an opportunity. God is a good God. He hasn't failed you yet, my sisters and my brothers. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Watch God move on your behalf. He's healing you right now. Raise your hands and receive your healing. He's delivering you right now. Raise your hands and glorify him. He's blessing you with an abundance of peace. He's a miracle-working God. Yes, he is. Right now, he's working a miracle for you right now. Receive your miracle on this day. Tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. I decree and declare a miracle blessing upon you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.